I have to understand this.
All right, tell Edgar Hoover I had another call emergency and I'll call him right back.
Fine.
Chief cut in. Hello? Hello?
Yes, Mr. President.
John, I've been wanting to call you, but I had two prime ministers on my hands. The Greece fella until noon, and then Australia, and I just got out. Last night, I talked to the governor of Mississippi and had a very fine talk with him, and kind of along the line you talked about 3 or 4 weeks ago, and he said he was doing everything in the world he could, and he would like for me to send an impartial observer that I had confidence in, and that I thought the nation would have confidence in, that he wanted to show him some of the problems that he had and try to have a little better understanding, a little better communication, and we both of us pool our facilities to try to see that we had observance of the law and we can't keep them traveling or people from talking, but that we can watch them and be as careful as we can. So I decided to think about it, and I tried to get somebody that I thought would have a confidence in the country, and I picked Alan Dulles, a Republican, that I thought was judicious and fair and not an extremist. And so he's going to fly down and talk to the governor, and the governor's going to send him to see several other people in various places in the state, and he'll talk to the FBI, and he'll come back and talk to me in a day or two about it. And I just, I know how this troubled you, and it's just an awful thing, but I've got Edgar Hoover on the other line. He tells me they've looked in the car very carefully, and there's no indication that the bodies were in the car at all.
Well, I'm awfully worried about it, Leonard. You know, a colored man, a local colored man, had been making himself obnoxious, smart aleck, troublemaker. I'm afraid somebody's after him and just got the others along with him.
Yeah, I'm afraid that's right.
Out in those rural areas, you know how hard.
I sure do.
Well,
I just want you to know, my friend, and I love you, and I know your heart's bleeding and mine is too, and maybe somehow we'll work out of it.
All right. Well, I'll keep you. You call me anytime.
I will.
Anything I can do. I
know that. I'm going to see him next week, you know. I'm going to see the governor next week.
Are you?
Yeah.
Listen, ain't those boys over in the house called me, John Bill Williams called me this morning, wanted to come down there to see you with them, you know, and I put him off. And I tell him now you sent Dulles down there at Governor Johnson's request.
He didn't request Dulles, but he said he'd like for me to send
an
impartial, objective observer. That's his language.
Well, I tell you, when I heard that this morning, I immediately tried to call Mr. Dulles. I missed him, but he called me just before he left.
Oh, that's good.
And I had already talked to the governor about it, Governor Paul Johnson. You know, we just talked quite briefly.
Well, he, Dulles is, Dulles put out a, he's a pretty good set. I'm not going down there as a sleuth or as a spy or as an investigator. They're competent people down there are doing that. He said he's going as envoy of President Johnson to get the views of the governor and other leaders in Mississippi.
Well, he can give you a valuable report.
Asked whether he thought there was a possibility when he came back he'd recommend martial law. He said he saw no such prospect whatever.
All right, old fellow. Well, I thank you
Thank
very
you, John.
Deeply for
thank
what
you, John.
You're doing.
Thank you, John.
God bless you, too.
Bye.